Did you know that about 40% of our happiness is actually determined by how we think and act? Isn't it unfortunate that often when we get stuck focusing on the negatives during challenging times, that can totally change your mindset? There's a new practical guide out on reframing challenging situations as opportunities. Author Renee Geruso joins me for a chat about it. Hi, Renee.
Hi, great to be here.
Really good to have you with us. So it's called Gift Mindset. Tell us about this concept.
Yeah, so a gift mindset is something I've embraced for a long time and have shared with a lot of people, which sort of led me to pen the ideas in a book. And it's all about embracing the challenging and positive experiences we encounter and using those lessons to progress ourselves and others forward. And I think we all learn so much in life, and it's so easy to get caught up in the doing and just move on when, in actual fact, I think our lessons can be a survival guide to someone else.
Absolutely. So it touches on being in the moment and appreciating what's happening around you, but it also touches on, you know, tragic and challenging moments. It actually came about, this book, after you had a string of pretty, you know, nasty things happening in your life, I hear.
Yeah, I did. I lost my father at an early age, and I think that's when I first, without realising it, adopted this mindset. And I just think if we look at every situation a bit like a gift and unwrap the layers and take the time to do that, I really believe it can help us build on our resilience, build on our gratitude, and really help us move forward. And I think, you know, sometimes easier said than done, especially if we've got a challenge or we're facing adversity and we're in the middle of that. And I'm sure the listeners out there will have so many amazing successes and challenges they've been through that maybe they've swept under the rug due to being time poor or, you know, not having that self-reflective time. And I think we really, really need to tap into that, because those lessons build upon our life skills and can help us and others, which is really important, move forward.
So you reckon be more reflective and take more time to think about what's happening in your life and what you can be grateful for?
Yeah, it really comes down to awareness, acceptance, and then action of the lessons. So being aware, we all know, you know, we're all self-aware, but deepening that, journaling, taking time to sit back and go, you know, maybe what's a hidden gift? What's something that's happened in the past that maybe I didn't really delve into? And then accepting what happened, and that's not always easy, but accepting lessons to help us, not hinder us. And then that opens up the space to sort of action them again in your life, share with loved ones, in the workplace, family, and especially I think the younger generation. If you're on the more mature side in life, there's so much experience that I think the younger generation could really tap into and use.
Author of Gift Mindset, Renee Geruso, is with me. Easier said than done, though, isn't it? I think it's one of those things that the more that you practice gratitude and mindfulness and communicating ideas and expressing how you feel in a positive way, the better it becomes. But it's very difficult, especially if you're in a negative spiral, to get out of it. So do you have any recommendations for shifting into a more positive mindset?
Yeah, I sure do. So I think it's around making sure you've got a good support network. And I think when you share something, that lightens the load. So that's probably the first thing. The second thing can be reframe. So, you know, when you're going through a tough time, it's really easy to do the negative thinking, that inner dialogue. You know, we all do it. So being mindful of that and catching yourself out when you do that. So, you know, I always use the example in COVID last year. You know, our business was affected as many other people, and, you know, I sort of reframed the pain of that to purpose. How can I be in service to others? And it really helped me move forward and change the how of what we were offering, you know, our clients and people around us. Not the what, but changing the how. And another one, I think, is to take things lightly. You know, anything we've been through, we can go through again. That's human behaviour.
And I think also our society is so obsessed with the future. You know, we're always thinking, oh, I've got to achieve this goal. And maybe that's part of our schooling as well, as, you know, always going to the next thing. But just like taking a moment to be, you know, think, oh, look at this amazing thing that I've done or my team has achieved, or,
that's right.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, it's judgment from others. I think that's a big barrier, you know, a key barrier. People sort of think, oh, if I failed at that or I made a mistake, why would I share that? And I think, you know, it's changing your perspective on that and saying, well, it's actually sort of selfish not sharing that because that could help someone else.
Mm.
And look, we do come across, we all come across people that have really, you know, fantastic successes, but get caught up in, I say, get caught up being a human doing instead of a human being. And, you know, sometimes these lessons aren't shared for whatever reason, but it usually comes back to not having that awareness of how you achieved that success or how you got through that challenge. So self-reflective time is key. And, you know, I'm sure some of the listeners out there are saying, well, I don't have the time to have self-reflective time, but it could be in the car, it could be journaling something, it could be, you know, just stepping back and going, wow, I've got to hear. And we tend to focus a lot on what we haven't done, a bit like what you said, and focusing on what do we need to do. And, I, you know, social media doesn't really help in that aspect. But really, I always say to people, focus on the progress that you have every day. Don't wait for the big milestones. And if you do that, then you're actually in the process and you know how you're achieving and getting through things.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. So we can find out more wonderful tips at Gift Mindset, which is your new book. I'm sure you can find out at any good bookshop, as they say, or online, right?
Yep. Yes, spot on. And on the giftmindset.com website, we've got lots of free resources and downloadable tips and posters. And your gifts, once you work out sort of a situation you've been through, your gifts, I think, fall into 12 key areas. And in the book, I deep delve into those areas such as resilience, connection, optimism, and then you can actually deepen and develop those soft or life skills even more.
Renee Geruso, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.